I mentioned a moment ago that neither coach had used their challenge.
Welcome back, guys. Coach's Challenge. You're here with your boy Mike, Gertie, H, hey. And Carl. We're missing one, but Miggs is officially fired. We fired Miggs, so
damn.
I enjoyed Miggs' analytics.
The business is booming anyway.
Yeah, business is booming on his end, so Miggs is fired. So Miggs, if you didn't know you're fired yet, and you're listening to the podcast, you're fired.
Damn, he's finding out after this. Damn.
Miggs thought this was easy. Nah, man, we treat employees here like the NFL.
Oh, man. You trying to tell me Miggs was kneeling and you wasn't with it?
No, it definitely wasn't. He was gone.
Yo, 2020, one hell of a year. That's crazy.
Hey, all of our fans on Instagram, I better see hashtag bring Miggs back. It's probably not going to happen, but I want to see it.
I know another fallen soldier.
I know a Puerto Rican old head that eats ass that could take his place.
that's my dude. Wait, pause. That came out wrong.
Yeah, bro. Listen, it is 2020. I am not judging you, Lamont.
I'm not judging you, Lamont.
Be free, Lamont. Be free, honey.
It's okay.
You're not judging me? I'm the only one here who didn't cringe during The Last of Us 2.
Well, spoilers. Well,
I didn't say anything. All I said was I'm the only one who didn't cringe during The Last of Us 2. What you talking about, Mike?
That's a spoiler. About? I ain't see it, but now I already know what it's about.
Oh, you know?
I know you guys been hearing about the players getting sick, the cases in Florida reaching your daily highs, and them serving dry chicken in the bubble. they're saying that Adam Silver is worried about the positive tests that may pop the NBA bubble. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
I agree. It's damn it, I had this analogy, but I just lost it. It's probably gonna come to me afterwards. But you have this whole sterile environment that's supposed to be perfect, right? And for all intents and purposes, like, the bubble will be perfect for the first day. Like, no one is going to be infected, all the food is going to be clear and things like that, and that can last for however long. If one person, just one person, makes one mistake, whether that's going outside for a few or picking something up that wasn't supposed to be picked up or going or missing one protocol in sanitizing something, right? That whole shit is fucked up because everything there is so clean, and that one thing is enough to, like, set everything off. It's like it's like an atom bomb.
I mean,
right? An atom bomb does all that destruction. It's really literally just a splitting of an atom, which is, like, super, super tiny. And that one little thing is enough to fuck everything up. And that's exactly what he's worried about. And he's right. Like, if the coronavirus gets into that bubble, not only can it infect one person, it can infect basically, worst case scenario, everyone there, and the whole shit is shut down, and all the money that they put into creating the bubble, the money they secured, it's gonna all go to waste.
They gotta get everybody's cooperation, man. They gotta wanna.
That's a lot, though. It's a lot,
but they gotta want the players, the trainers, the whatever, whoever's in that bubble. Everybody gotta want the same thing, and that's to get this off the ground and have a successful 3 months. And so they can give us basketball.
What if I'm losing? Like, if I'm losing, I'm on my way out. Don't you think?
That's a Mike shit right there. That's a Mike shit right there.
I want to ruin that. You can't put it past. You can't put it past play.
Yo, like, I'll be like, yo, oh, word, I lost. Yeah. Yo, imagine after Dame hits the shot in Westbrook's face, and now we in the era of
That's what I was gonna bring up. Like, yo, I could see somebody being like, yo, I'm winning. Like, oh, imagine if you're up like 2-1 and, like, you're playing amazing defense, and all of a sudden this nigga, like, hits a shot while you're in his face, hand all up. There's no reason why he should make this shot. That shit goes in and you gotta go home. I'm not saying it's morally right, but I'm not really.
I'm infecting the bubble.
I'm not judging that player too heavily when he goes outside real quick with some Popeyes and come back into the bubble.
I wouldn't put it past players, but with the information that be leaking out and all that, whoever that player is.
Oh no, he's done. He's gonna be found out.
It's over.
Yeah, he's gonna be found out.
It's over.
Jamal Crawford got signed to the Brooklyn Nets. Just wanted to put that.
Wait, say who got signed to the Brooklyn Nets?
Jamal Crawford got signed by the Brooklyn
Nets. Oh, as a substitution. That's a substitution.
They're getting, they're getting anybody and everybody.
I wish my Sixers picked him up, but you know, as long as he's playing again.
The Nets don't want to play. The team don't want to play. So now they're about to find out how replaceable they are.
Yo, what's gonna be dope also is
it's that so they building, he just got picked.
They building a bubble. They building a bubble in Chicago for the Knicks, the Cavs, you feel me?
That's the real bubble. They need to let that go. But what I do want to say about the bubble in Florida, I mean, you know, honestly, like I read that article and he was like, look, you know what? We ain't think that, you know, the numbers was going to get as bad as they actually came. Cause like, you know, they planned it like a few months ago. But I mean, if he was listening to Uncle Sharla on, you know, Breakfast Club, he's not there anymore. He says like, yo, the craziest people are in the Bronx and all of Florida.
Time out. We are not crazy in the Bronx. We're passionate. Okay.
We got a lot of black people, a lot of Latinos here.
All right, we're passionate y'all people.
Y'all walk with rocket launches every day.
Yo, shut up! Jesus Christ. Do not. We got razor blades, and we might have a gun. That's shut it.
you sounded more than passionate right here.
you the type of person that they need to keep away from the bubble.
No, because we be chilling until Brooklyn people come around, and then that's why we gotta have the razor blade on us.
Kim Walker's from the Bronx, and he's calm, cool, collected.
Thank you.
Lance Stevenson's from Brooklyn. Oh, we got one.
I mean,
Bronx people be Bronx. Look, I'm sorry, Bronx people. We are good until Brooklyn niggas. I don't understand. I don't know why. I don't know where it started, but it's always been like this.
All right, look, Bronx is debatable, right? But Florida is crazy. All night.
They're crazy.
So I don't know.
No, Florida's not debatable at all.
Exactly. I don't know why they decided to go to Florida to put a bubble in there. They was like, oh, Disney World magical. They should have went straight to Las Vegas, where it's a little bit like.
Yeah, Las Vegas makes more sense, and I feel like they could have got more sponsors in Las Vegas.
Yeah, and it's more fun, you know. I'm sure they could have like, you know, sent women or men or whatever they, you know, whatever interactions that the guys needed there, they would have had lots of fun. And
I think they're trying to secure that Disney bag with ESPN.
That's what it is, and now
they messed up.
Isn't Disney the parent company to ESPN?
Yeah, it is, exactly.
Walt Disney's opened its arms up to the
NBA. And they got the studios and everything.
I mean, I think I saw a video on YouTube about a player, a couple of players. They were showing off the bubble, like they're already in there.
We'll
get into more of that. I was about to mention
something. I didn't get a chance to see it, but I didn't know if it was real or not. So I didn't really click on it.
I haven't seen the inside of the bubble, but what I did see was the food.
Yeah,
that food trash.
It's super trash.
What you saw?
Oh, you didn't see it, yo. Look at the WhatsApp real quick, Harold. I posted two Twitter posts. The one is showing what the food looked like for the first day in the NBA bubble versus the WNBA bubble.
which chat? The NBA or the coaches?
Coaches.
I'm about to tag you in it right now. There you go. Daniels, you got it.
For those listening, Troy Daniels posted a photo of the meal that he got in the bubble and whatnot. And let's just say it didn't look too appetizing.
I feel like the the photo for this episode should be the comparison between that and the WNBA bubble food.
Yo, they're gonna get in great shape though.
No, they're not. There's not enough. That's not enough calories. The WNBA one? Now that will help you. Oh, this shit looks so good.
Bro, Harold, you can't even eat that and survive.
I saw a bag of chips. Look, a bag of Stacy potato chips.
Yo, I don't care. I'm spazzing. Yo, if I'm an NBA player, even if I'm a trash NBA player, like I don't even make $1 million a year.
Like,
I see that I'm spazzing.
Yeah, but that's Troy.
I'm like,
that's
you wouldn't let LeBron eat this.
Remember, exactly. That's Troy. That's Troy Daniels' plate.
This nigga I never heard of on Brooklyn. He got a better deal. He got a better meal. His name was Chris.
LeBron's plate. I want to see LeBron's plate.
Chips and onions and seasoning. What
are you gonna season his chips with? Like, I want to see. None of that goes together, bro. What kind of meal? None of it goes together, bro. See, he got ketchup there. What he gonna put ketchup on?
And that's dinner. They didn't even give him
put this right here.
Yeah. Got a cup of coffee.
If we do a video portion, I'm showing it on here. That's the WNBA one. Yeah. That's what Troy Daniels got in the NBA.
That's Troy Daniels dinner, man. I want to see the LeBron's dinner, bro.
There's a tweet that they said they had the SpongeBob like drooling and licking his lips, and he said the NBA players when they saw LeBron's plate.
Exactly.
Hold on, I'm looking for this Brooklyn player's meal. His name is Chris.
Oh, I found it. He's showing the dry chicken with the noodles.
Oh, post that.
They gave him like two lettuce and mad carrots and mad watermelons.
Oh wait, I think
Racist. From what I see, the courts, they're gonna be like back to back, like next to each other, right next to each other.
Wait. So it's gonna be like.
Yeah, so how are they going to televise it? Like, are we going to be able to see another game behind them?
Remember, this is
Chris's meal. It's a little bit better.
Yo, Harold, remember, this is everything that I said could happen. And I remember Mike was laughing at me. I was like, you could have.
Let's go back to the episode.
I told y'all that you did.
You
did. One location.
You did. I was one of the people that bashed you for it.
Bro, so, I have proof. I have all my stuff saved.
Let's go back to the podcast episode.
I give you your props. You called the bubble, and they actually going through with it. Now,
this man a check. This nigga won 3 championships.
That's it.
And he designed the bubble the right way.
That's it. I'm a mastermind.
Yo, Silver, cut the check.
Bro, I'm waiting, man.
How are they gonna televise? Are we gonna be able to see one game on one court, and then behind them?
Maybe it's gonna be like a league pass thing.
Bro, Harold, think about it. In the Olympics, they'd be in the same arena, but you'd be able to see different sporting events happening during the same time. Like you could flip between racing.
You're talking about like that. But that's like, this is like in the playoffs, you'll be able to see, because in the Olympics.
But they're not jumping straight to the playoffs, right?
No. But they're doing it right there in the same courts. But like I was saying, the Olympics, they play after each other on the same court. Like right away, you see the players. They're waiting, like in summer league, when the players are waiting to get on the court.
No, you're talking about just the NBA Olympics. I'm talking about the Olympics in general.
Yeah.
Where like you can watch a racing event, you can watch a swimming event, you can watch
gymnastics,
whatever, right? And all that stuff is happening at the same time.
I mean, I'm just saying. I know if that's what they have to do, because everybody got to keep in mind we're not gonna get the same exact product that we're used to.
Oh yeah, of course.
It's gonna be altered. It's gonna be different.
Everything's gonna be limited.
Yeah.
NBA 2K sounds delayed.
We might not like it, but you know, we might not get comfortable with it until the shit is over.
I think honestly, at this point, because we've been so deprived from basketball, like whatever product that they give us, we're gonna appreciate it.
Yeah, but you're gonna get them haters. You're gonna get them Alexes. Yo. Yeah,
it was
telling me they got billions and they can't
You not gonna disrespect Alex like that. That's my dog.
Alexes of the world.
Those type of fans ain't never satisfied. Don't you remember? Like he was complaining. He was like, "Yo, last playoffs was like the worst playoff." Mind you, there was exactly. so much drama during that playoffs.
Exactly. I mean, it was like, the worst playoff. So lucky shot ended my ring.
Oh my gosh, but it was dramatic though. It was
I don't
beautiful.
Care about the dramatics. I mean, that was my
the
game.
Ball wasn't in it, so there was no
that was my game.
That bounce, bro.
Fuck that bounce. Ball wasn't
in it. That was a very competitive game. And mind you,
I used Alex to like I used to like Kawhi Leonard, but honestly, that bounce, yeah. I can't stand him now. And it's and that's literally man. The only reason. That's literally the only reason. It's super petty.
Yo, he's immortalized. He's immortalized, bro. Yo.
I literally almost pulled a mic and almost broke my phone when that shit happened.
Yo, the Raptors and the 76ers have to retire his jersey.
Yo, fuck that's yeah. crazy. wait, didn't he wear number 3? That's disrespectful. Wait, what was his number on
who knows?
Toronto.
I know he had 3 bounces. That's it.
Yo, shut up.
Oh man!
How do you feel about Bradley Beal sitting the season out?
He should. After I get my money from the Wizards, like I'm pulling a John Wall, but without being injured. Like fuck the Wizards.
Yeah, bro. What is he playing for? Like
I'm sorry. Like there's no point for him playing. Even though I think the Wizards on the bubble to make the playoffs. No, right?
They are.
Yeah, they can get AC.
Oh, the lower part of the East is horrible. But anyway, there's no point. He's wasting his career. He got. Did he get paid yet, or is he still opting for free agency?
It doesn't even matter. He's gonna make money this year, whether he plays or not.
Yeah, but the Wizards fucked it up. They had a nice little window when Wall improved his shot a little bit,
but it wasn't dumb. They couldn't have like foreseen John Wall getting injured back to back.
It was before 2 years. It was before that. Their decline happened before his injury, and it was due to him not properly. I don't know. It was their management was horrible. Like they let John Wall do way too much, and he was being
he was their superstar.
I know, but you can't let a superstar, unless the superstar is literally bringing you wins like LeBron was, like Allen Iverson was early in his career, you can't
John
let...
John Wall was a big deal, though, coming
No,
John
no,
Wall
no, he was wasn't. No, I'm deal. Not... Look, look John big. Wall is one of my favorite point guards. I put him above... I put him above a lot of elite point guards because I feel like most elite point guards aren't actually point guards.
Like who?
I put him over Kyrie because I don't. Skill wise, Kyrie would kill. Wow. Let me finish. Skill wise, and one on one basketball. And one on one basketball, Kyrie would destroy John Wall. I'm talking about point guard skills. A point guard is supposed to.
In team basketball, you pick Kyrie over John Wall too.
No, you do not.
Who had a better timeout. People forget because Kyrie is such a good one-on-one basketball player. Who has had a better record as a team leading their team to any type of thing without LeBron? John Wall has had
Bradley Beal.
Bradley Beal isn't LeBron. Before Beal, Wall had a better record than Kyrie did.
Lamont has a great point because John Wall is more well-rounded as a point guard.
Kyrie's
more like, well-equipped
and
more
he's
a point,
more
for
as
the point,
leader.
Hold on, for the point guard position, John Wall has more skills for that position than Kyrie.
As a player, if you want them as your stars, your number one option, all right. Kyrie all the way. If we were comparing Kyrie as a two guard, he was there.
So then I don't think we're disagreeing then. I personally, if I'm picking a player to win with, I'm going to pick Kyrie. I think Kyrie is better. But if you're talking about like specifically point guard abilities in terms of setting up a play and passing, well, yeah, clearly that's John Wall.
Look, if it comes to like making a last shot, yes, Kyrie all the way, right? But I don't want Kyrie leading my team. Kyrie's never done anything for a team leading it.
I mean, do you want John Wall leading your team? Really, like, how far?
No. John Wall. No. I said if I had a choice between those two, I'm not picking John Wall as like my overall leader. I have Chris Paul over. In my opinion, Chris Paul is the. If someone had to ask me. Who is your perfect like definition of like a point guard? It's between Chris Paul and Rondo. Chris Paul and Rondo.
I would say Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd is number one.
But then
Nash in his prime. Nash in his prime because he didn't age well.
Lamont, if we're saying Jason Kidd, we're moving towards the Rondo-ish because Jason Kidd couldn't shoot.
No, Jason Kidd could shoot at the end of his career.
Jason Kidd's top in the three-point shots.
I give a lot of props to Jason Kidd and LeBron because they're the only people who've really improved their jumper from a great standpoint from when they first came to league. Like, LeBron didn't do it as well as Jason Kidd did, but come on, you can't leave LeBron open on three anymore.
LeBron has an elite shot.
When LeBron first came, LeBron was a better shooter. Then, like, his shot started becoming less and less, especially on the free throw.
I don't want to say he got lazy, but he realized that he was stronger and faster than everyone.
He just opened everybody.
and that ruined his shot.
I remember when LeBron James and Vince Carter were like shooting half court shots, like especially like when they would go against each other. Like LeBron had a shot in the beginning.
Yeah, but then it went away. Yeah. And then he got it back. He fixed his.
In the beginning, it was straight talent. Yeah, like straight raw talent.
Yeah, it wasn't a pretty shot, but he always made it.
Look, as long as it's consistent, it don't have to be pretty. Wait, what was your dude's name from Houston, Mike? What's his name?
Point guard.
I think he was a two guard. Was it Kevin? What was that? He had a ugly shot. I could never get it right. Kevin Martin. I could never get his shot released in 2K because that shit was so fucking ugly. But his shot was wet.
What about Jake Noah's shot?
No, his shot is disgusting. His shot is disgusting.
Sean Marion had a bad shot.
Or Lonzo Ball in college.
Lonzo Ball's shot's not ugly. It's just super unorthodox. It's super unorthodox.
It wasn't open.
I wouldn't say it's ugly. It's just unorthodox because he.
It was going in college.
He waved that ball in the fucking.
Oh, man.
Lamont, you look like you were beginning a TikTok right there.
Yeah, I seen it, man. Yo, they're about to cancel TikTok.
They're about to ban it. But
they banning TikTok in America.
Because they're doing it in India. Chinese companies and shit.
They're doing it in India and China.
They don't allow you to put Black Lives Matter on TikTok.
Ooh.
What?
Guys, I didn't hear.
Wait, we're getting off topic with the TikTok thing now.
That's what I'm trying to talk.
I don't want you to post hashtags.
So what do you guys thoughts on the Greg Popovich and Brooklyn Nets rumors?
Bro, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know if it's actually no. I think it's true because look, let's be honest. If you want to win now, and I think Brooklyn wants to win now, that's why they signed both Kyrie and Kevin. You're gonna have to try and get one of the best coaches. Like, and then he denied it on a podcast. I was almost at the Joe Budden podcast. What was the podcast that he? It was Joe and what was?
Bro. Greg Popovich is gonna look at both of them up and down, and Carl, go right back to San Antonio, bro.
Carl, yeah, that's a bad move.
You don't want. Hold on. Yo, Carl.
That's
a bad move. That's a bad move for Pop.
No, I agree. Carl is
the last person.
That's a bad mix.
Hold on. Carl is the last person that wants Greg Pop in the Nets.
Because he's a Nick fan.
Listen, the Nets will win a chip with Greg Pop, Kyrie.
I don't think. I disagree, bro. I disagree. Honestly, I think it's a bad idea, bro. Because look.
I don't think.
Let me talk. Let me talk, right?
Go ahead.
Pop is 71 years old, bro.
He's 71 years young.
Nah, he's old.
Don't disrespect that king.
And then, let's think about the players let's think about the players that Pop has had to coach, right? First, he had David Robinson,
the general admiral. There we go.
Right. He's a cool dude, right? And then while he had the admiral, he transitioned into who?
Tim Duncan.
Another nice, business. Quiet kind of dude, right? Then he had Manu and he had Tony, right? But he had them as kids, right? They were kids and they grew up with him. They looked at Pop as a dad or whatever. And then they also saw Tim Duncan. It was like, okay, Tim Duncan's the best player and he follows Pop, so we gonna follow Pop. Now, then he had Kawhi. Kawhi was a young dude, right?
Business.
Serious dude, but he couldn't control Kawhi in this era, right? Because Kawhi left.
You can get back. I don't blame, and I don't think Kawhi blames Pop for the disconnect. He doesn't.
He blames the organization because
he actually went and spoke to Pop after everything went down. I don't think Pop was the issue.
He went and spoke to Pop, but Pop couldn't get him to come back, right?
Fuck the Spurs organization. Like, even if you're my mans, but if they did me wrong, I'm like, yo, I fucked you. You go on another team, I got you, but I can't fuck with them.
Bro, in hindsight, you got to give that L to Popovich for losing one of the best players ever.
That's not on Pop.
That is on Pops. When you think about the Spurs, you think about Popovich, right? He's been coaching the Spurs since 1996,
bro. He's like what Coach K is to college, basically Greg Pop or
bro.
No, look,
exactly, bro.
I agree, but do you think it was Pop that was like, all right, we need to get
When Becky Hammons get hired, he takes the win.
Everything is for Pops, right?
Yeah, everything is for Pops.
Directly from Pop.
But Lamont, don't you even remember? Pop was saying specifically that he was not letting Kawhi be in the West. He specifically chose which team Kawhi went
because to. Because Kawhi was going to go regardless. But that's smart. If you're losing a player anyway, you're not gonna trade that player within your conference. He had to put him anyway. But I'm saying it's not an L. He still did Kawhi good. He couldn't put him. He's like, look. Right. I can't put you in the West where you want to go,
Lamont.
But you brought up the fact that he didn't put him in the West.
Yeah, but Lamont, I'm using that to establish how much control Pop has over that organization and over Kawhi's contract.
Okay,
to illustrate that all of this happening, the L has to go to Pop because Pop has control over his contract, and he also has control over the situation and the scenario.
Okay, you said that, but here's my counter to that, right? My organization already fucked up the situation because Pop tried three times to fix the situation, right? But because he had to play middleman between the Spurs organization, Kawhi, and whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
He did all that. Shit wasn't going to change. If Kawhi was going to stay, he wasn't playing. That's not on right. Pop. His issue, Kawhi literally said in his statement after everything was done, it wasn't on Pop. He was done with the organization. So Pop had to, he had to do the best he could do with that situation. They had to get rid of him regardless, and they could have gotten rid of him and put him anywhere. But to salvage that relationship with Kawhi, he still put him on a good team. But he most likely told Kawhi, look, I'm gonna do you good, but I can't have you go to the Lakers or any other team on the West, because look, if I'm gonna leave you, I'm not gonna leave you and you be and a direct rival.
He ended up right there in the West anyway.
Yeah, he was going to the West regardless. But for that year, like, you have to try and get some type of win. He had to get rid of him regardless.
I'm not disagreeing with any of that.
But that's why. And he got DeRozan. DeRozan isn't Kawhi, but he still got a pretty good package for Kawhi.
An all-star.
Yeah, like he did the best out of that situation. Like, that's not an L for him. An L would have been Kawhi sitting out the whole year. They get nothing for him, or Kawhi going straight to a Western Conference team.
But what would have been a win? A win would have been to keep Kawhi.
But that wasn't up to freaking Pop. Pop could have been like, yo, Kawhi, if you stay with us, Jesus is coming back and I have proof. He still wasn't staying because he was all the Spurs.
He lost.
Yeah, but why
that
was
wasn't
he,
on
why was,
that wasn't on Pop.
But why was he saying F the Spurs? Why was he saying F the Spurs? Because what's it called? The Spurs wanted him to play and he felt like he was hurt.
Yeah.
Who do you think wants a Kawhi to play? Don't you think that has to deal with Pop? When the teams went and had a whole conversation with Kawhi, and it was like, oh yeah, we were playing with Pop and we got injured. Who do you think orchestrated that conversation?
Look,
you don't think that was
Pop? If Pop did that, I'll take that L. But Pop doesn't come off as that person. He could be extremely No, that's the thing. He could be extremely manipulative. Extremely manipulative,
bro.
I don't see it.
Everyone calls him Pop because he tries to be everyone's dad. Like, bro,
he is everyone's dad.
Exactly. And what do dads do? They try to control the situation.
What do
some rebellious sons do? They leave their dads.
Their best
but look, but if game. Look, but if Pop was involved in that, Kawhi would know, and Kawhi would not fuck with Pop after that. He still, even after he won the championship, he still hung out with Pop afterwards.
People do shady stuff all the time, bro.
No, but what I'm saying is, if that is the truth, Kawhi would know that he was behind that, and Kawhi wouldn't fuck with him after that. Kawhi still talks to him. That's why I don't believe that he was behind it.
They passed it up. I don't know if they talk, but leaving his team is telling Pop.
After all that, what am I passing it up for you?
Bro,
there's no reason. You didn't believe me when I was hurt,
and I believe Pop had some negative things to say about Kawhi after that.
He did say one thing somewhat negative, and it was a comment that I would say, because it was a smart ass comment, because the reporter asked him how Kawhi was doing. He said, I don't know, you'd have to ask one of his doctors.
Exactly.
But that's what they patched up. That's what they had to talk about. I don't believe that Kawhi of that Pop was in charge of.
During the time there was beef, there was friction there.
That's Pop keeping it real, right?
He caught the L, bro. During the time he caught the L, they patched it up, but he caught the L.
I don't think Kawhi leaving the Spurs was on Pop. Another reason, right?
Go ahead.
If that was the case, like them, the way that they got rid of Tony Parker, I don't see that as a Pop move either as well. I don't.
I feel like they traded him.
No, but come on, they've let players of less quality die on there.
That was definitely
Pop to try and help out with the Kawhi situation, because when you think about Tony Parker led the players only meeting to try and pressure
yeah.
him into it. Like, I felt like he had to do that because that's another reason why I don't think Pop was behind all of that, because I don't see I could be wrong, I'm okay with eating crow. I just don't believe it. I need more.
All you're saying is that Popovich is a coach and he's playing chess, so he made an error and then he fixed it. Like, bro, that's very easy to believe. But let me go back to what I was saying about why Pop wouldn't be a good fit with Brooklyn Nets, because like you look at the type of players that he's had, and you look at the little, you know, debacle that he had with Kawhi, and Kawhi's a much younger player of this era. Now you got a 71-year-old dude that's going to have to lead or coach KD and Kyrie. And they're not young. They've been in the NBA for a long time. And not only have they been in the NBA for a long time, they've already won championships without Greg Popovich. So now it's not like they need Pop to win chips. So their egos are already super high. They're divas. They're temperamental. They're whatever adjectives you want to call them. And then now you're going to imagine Pop, who's used to having a lot of control over his players, now he's going to tell Kyrie, all right, yo, you messed up, so I'm going to have Spencer Dinwiddie play over you. You think that's going to go easy with Kyrie?
I'll let you look. No. I'm not going to hold you with Kyrie, cuz I think Kyrie is another issue, but I don't think Kevin Durant's going to have an issue with it. It's a, like, the reason why it's not, cuz if you say like they won championships without Pop still has more championships than them, and Pop is the most respected coach. It, like, you don't, let's think about this. For the most part, most of these players, they don't respect their coach because they think the coach is like an amazing player or anything like that. Like, they just have a respect for the coach for what they do and how they treat their players and things like that. Pop is loved throughout the NBA, even outside of the NBA.
So was Brad Stevens.
Yo.
And Kyrie had it.
But that, no. Oh, I, like, before I started, I said, I'm not going to hold you on Kyrie. I said Kevin Durant. No, I said KD and everybody else.
KD's different.
I don't see anybody else on that roster. Yeah, I don't. I don't see anybody else on that roster having an issue.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's Kyrie that's an issue. Because I do. I still think that they should try. But I do agree with you, Carl. I don't think it's a good idea, and not because of not because of Pop, not because of Kevin, it's because of Kyrie. That's the only reason why.
Kyrie's a big factor.
Because Kyrie, because also Kyrie, the only good coach Kyrie's ever really had where he's had to like listen and not have another one was Brad Stevens. And you saw how that happened.
Brad Stevens
was, didn't work.
Yo, listen, Carl, I agree.
Yeah, go ahead.
I agree with you because I think it's a bad mix because Pop is used to having control and these two guys got egos.
Yep. But
they got egos before Pops. It's not like he
grew. Exactly.
So I agree with you. But on the flip side,
yeah, forget Pop already coached them.
If
Pop Team USA,
if Pop comes in, yeah, and Pop comes in and does what you said, and becomes a Pop figure to them on that team, and really.
I don't see it happening, bro.
I only see friction with Kyrie.
That could be great for Kyrie and Kevin Durant.
Because it could motivate them to play better. Somebody
with a strong mind coming on the team because he's a leader. Them dudes need leaders. They always went
to. Are you putting that stress on a 71?
That's not necessarily true because I wouldn't. No disrespect to Steve Kerr.
Pop is older, bro.
But I don't see Steve Kerr as a. I don't see Steve Kerr as a. As a leader, I don't. I'm sorry.
Oh, he was, bro. He got smacked up by Jordan, bro. He was.
This is what KD and Kyrie can offer Pop. They're gonna offer. They're gonna tell him, listen, just sit back and watch the show. Just enjoy these rings, bro.
You can't say that to a military man. Pop is gonna try to put his foot up their ass.
Pop is not like that, bro. There's been times where the Spurs were up and Pop was upset and he cursed the team out because they did not play.
Because he's a military man.
the way that he wanted them to play. He said, like, I don't care that you won, but you did not do it how I told you to do it.
Look, I don't see Kevin having an issue with that. I feel like that would help Kevin out more.
But Lamont,
Kyrie is the issue.
But Lamont, here's one thing I will say. I think KD cares how Kyrie feels, because now, like, you see Atkinson left, right? And I think that was Kyrie who is the reason why Atkinson had to leave, because
that's 100%.
Yeah, but KD would also have to sign off on it, because KD never played against never played with Atkinson, and the team was doing well. And I remember KD, like, you know, he was giving props to Caris LeVert when he was dropping 50 and everything like that. So, like, I think, and one of the reasons why KD even came to the Nets, he was just like, look, I like what the Nets are doing. And what was the Nets doing? They were winning under Atkinson. Atkinson was getting a lot of players like D'Angelo Russell and Spencer Dinwiddie, and he was getting a lot of them to play better than they were projected to play. So I think KD was cool with Atkinson, but when Kyrie comes there, Atkinson has to leave and KD has to sign off on it.
But that's still Kyrie being the issue. If Kyrie's not there, if Kyrie's not there, that's not happening. The problem is still Kyrie.
Yeah, but what I'm also saying too is that KD looks like he supports Kyrie.
Yes. I mean, even look at the situation.
I think if he plays a full season with Kyrie, that might change. I feel like if he plays a full season with Kyrie, that might change. But he has to ride with his mans. He came to Brooklyn with Kyrie for Kyrie. And so, like, if Kyrie thinks like he, but because think about it, he hasn't really played with him. Yeah, he might have been in meetings and stuff like that, but
Team USA.
He hasn't. No, I'm talking about with Atkinson.
Yeah.
So, like, if Kyrie said he gotta go, he's like, look, you know better than I do. I'm gonna take your word for it. Boom. Let's get him out of here. I'm okay with that. I don't see that happening with Pop. But that's still Kyrie.
If Kyrie says Pops has to go, don't you think KD's also gonna go, well, Pop, you gotta go?
Nah.
You think KD's
gonna take it depends Pop on Kyrie? It depends on what's going on. And yes, if they're winning and there's no issue in Kevin is doing great, and the only issue is freaking Kyrie's butt hurt because he did something that he didn't like and he had to sit down. And then Kevin Durant's gonna be like, yo, I'm trying to get another ring. Aren't you trying to get another ring? Shut the fuck up. Like, you always making an issue.
I don't think
he's capable of that, but I don't see him getting him out of there. Yeah. I would say that to Kevin.
Especially not to Kyrie, because
I'm like, Kyrie, are we not winning? Like, nigga, weren't you just losing two seasons in a row? Shut the fuck up.
I agree with Carl, because Carl saw the dynamic. KD follows Kyrie in some way. You know, even though KD shouldn't follow Kyrie,
he shouldn't.
But he does.
I mean, look at the Black Lives Matter issue. When the Kyrie said what he said, and then KD came and defended Kyrie and went
against Perkins.
Perkins and whatnot.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It had nothing to do with KD, but KD's going to, because they have a friendship outside of the court. So I guess it all depends on the dynamic that Kyrie has with Pop. And because that's, you know, like, you have a problem with my mans and you have a problem with
me. That's what I'm saying. It all depends on Kyrie.
Yeah. So KD enables it because he doesn't check, you know. If your friend is doing something wrong, you understand that they're in the wrong.
He supports them.
Want to hear two hot takes that I have? There's two theories I have on KD for this. All right. No. One, KD is not an actual leader, and he doesn't have the
He's very skilled.
He's very. I'm talking about actual, like, a verbal leader. Like, I feel like
he's not.
Because, like, look, he was the best player on OKC, but if anybody asks who the leader of that team was, they're gonna be like, it's Westbrook. Did you say Roberson?
Who said Roberson?
I could have sworn somebody said Roberson. I was about to say, like, what the fuck? And then he went to the Warriors. He was not a leader on the Warriors. I've seen like three.
He was just the best player.
I've seen like three clips of him like talking to people, or like telling them what to do, or bigging them up for a moment. Like he's not. So I feel like, unfortunately, he's going into that same thing where he's just gonna let Kyrie be the vocal leader. He's like, look, people are going to think I'm the leader because I'm putting up the best points in the game and I'm doing like that. That's not what a leader does. And the other thing is, Kevin Durant could just be a massive big brain genius, and he's been doing all of this just to work with Kyrie so he can be the LeBron for Kyrie, because he sees in Kyrie that Kyrie isn't an actual number one, but he has a very temperamental personality. So he's catering to Kyrie, but he believes in his skill to get him into another ring. And the reason why I think that is because this nigga's been bigging up Kyrie for years before they started playing together.
Because Kyrie is a number two.
With number one skills.
Yeah, he's a number two that talks like a number one.
He has number one skills. He just doesn't have the
He don't got number one skills, man.
He has number one skills. He's a finisher.
He has number one skills.
That's not all it takes.
Yeah, I see what Harold's saying. He doesn't have like leadership in head.
No, I agree.
Yeah, he doesn't.
I literally just had a rant about him not being a leader.
He doesn't have the number one mentality.
Yeah, that's it. He doesn't have the mentality to be number one. He has the skills to be number one. He doesn't have the mentality.
Man, then Durant's the same thing. So they're both 1A, 1B.
That's why it feeds into my second theory about Durant. Like that he's just feeding Kyrie on to be that, to make him think that he's the leader while he's like manipulating in the background. Because I feel like he thinks that Kyrie is actually like one of the best second options he can have. But if he makes Kyrie think that he's the leader.
I could add one more theory. One more theory to that too is that you know, the whole situation with him and Westbrook, like, you know, maybe it didn't transpire the way that he wanted to, right? Because him and Westbrook were really good friends. And then, you know, after, you know, things went down, people was calling him Snake and this, that, and third. And that friendship totally messed up. And now he has, like, a friendship with Kyrie. And maybe he might look at Kyrie the way he looked at Westbrook. And he's like, you know what? I'm scared to mess this up again. Like, let me just, whatever Kyrie wants, Kyrie gets.
The only reason why I'm debunking the thing about him not being scared to mess it up again, because that wasn't the reason why he messed it up. Like, I don't think like Westbrook would have been as mad as he was of him leaving if this nigga said that he was.
Yeah.
This nigga just left. So we're supposed to be friends. Like, even if, like, it's incorrect. even if it's a business deal, he was like, yo, I gotta go. I'm sorry. Because look, Westbrook wasn't pissed when Paul George left. He was just like, yo, I just gotta leave. He's like, there's nothing I can do.
Right.
Like, well, it's just, I mean, the fact, it's just the way that that's the thing that pisses me off, because he doesn't understand the reason why Westbrook was mad at him.
I think also too, like, the Paul George situation was different. One, Paul George signed for an extra year longer. Remember, he re-signed with him. And two, Paul George and him weren't as close as Westbrook was with KD. I mean, like, when Westbrook got drafted onto I think it was still the Supersonics at that time, like, KD was there. And so they started their NBA careers together.
But that makes it, and that also makes it worse, the fact that he left without anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Paul George is different. So, like, when you say, okay, well, you know what? He wasn't as mad with Paul George. Well, I mean, like, the relationship wasn't as intense as it was with KD. But I definitely agree with you that, yeah, how can KD handle that situation is what caused Westbrook to not want to mess with him. And so that's why I bring it back to my third possible theory. I mean, we're all speculating here that, hey, you know what, in this situation, maybe he's afraid of handling, you know, the Kyrie situation in the wrong way, kind of like the way that he handled the Westbrook situation in the wrong way.
Okay, I'm back on, because when I think about it, Kevin Durant didn't even realize why Westbrook was mad at him. If you remember the first game that they played against each other, this nigga walked up to him like they were supposed to be friends. And he was like, nigga, what?
Yo, bro, and Westbrook's the wrong person to do that with too.
I hate to cut you guys short, but it's that time again for us to bid adieu to all the beautiful people out listening and everyone that enjoyed my first 48 minutes.
Oh my God.
Ever again.
Thank you guys again for listening. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share, comment, and rate the podcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yo, hashtag free Migs, free Migs.
Oh, no, for hashtag Migs. <Friday. laughs> I'm selling all Mixed property in the office. He's not getting none of this stuff back. He ain't getting paid either.
Hey,
so hey, you got no stimulus check? Hey, don't worry, Migs. You still got what? 2 more weeks to get that extra 600 on the unemployment.
Don't sign 5 unemployment too, motherfucker. You ain't getting it
either. Damn.
So, anyone interested in working for the Coaches Challenge, you must have a previous 6 months to a year experience in podcasting.
Yo. Must be Dominican.
You must be Dominican. You must be Hispanic. And must have extensive basketball knowledge.
I want to know what lies you're gonna come up with. So
you also must have a fantasy ring of a league that we are familiar with.
That's crazy. You're replacing him because he doesn't have a ring?
I mean, he has a ring for like that $1,400, the $1,400 league, that entry level league.
He said the entry level league.
He said he was in a league that he had to pay like $3,000 to join.
Yo,
man. That sounds like a nasty league.
You said what, Harold?
Catch you on the chat.
All right, guys. All right.
It's been real.
Next week. It's been good. Peace out.
Later, guys.
Peace. One.
Later, guys.